brother. Welcome to the podcast. Stop Crying Poser, greatest podcast known to man, as voted by the National Ocean and Atmospheric Administration. They told me that this was the greatest podcast. Let's shout out everybody who's live in the chat right now. We got Subcon, Cobain, Unforgivable Hippie, David, Dean Ross, The Clinch, Captain Canuck, Hemi Lig, Crockett, Subcon, Infamy, Irie Caveman, Cool Jerk, Infarigi, and Spooder, and Cat Makes, and maybe a couple of other people that I left out. Welcome to the podcast right here on twitch.tv/ninja lifestyle. Today is Friday. It's about 3:30 p.m. Pacific time, and that's when we always do the podcast, Stop Crying Poser. So if you're not tuning in live, then you should be. Let's start out with a free sticker giveaway. Who appreciates you? Stop Crying Poser does. The only podcast on Twitch giving away free Ninja Lifestyle sticker packs every single Friday. All you have to do is live in America. Sorry. And answer a trivia question correctly. Are you ready? This is the question. Currently, the world's oldest known land animal is Jonathan, 183-year-old. What? What type of animal right now is currently the world's oldest known land animal? The Crinch says a tortoise. You are correct. Ding, 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 ding. A tortoise. It's a good thing you didn't say turtle. I'm sure there's other old things that are alive deep, deep at the bottom of the ocean, but we can't go out there. Irie Caveman says rhino. What are you, stupid? That's how they make dick pills. How could that animal live so old? It can't, because of science. Dumbass. The Crinch, you are the winner. Give me your information on either Instagram or via a DM so I can send you your free Ninja Lifestyle sticker pack. I heard a great joke the other day. I may have already told this joke last podcast. Actually, there's no way, because I heard this joke on Lily's birthday celebration day. Let me set the scene for you guys. I'm at this place downtown called Hennessy's. It's just a regular, like, Irish bar. I'm sitting inside. I'm eating some French fries, drinking a Budweiser. I got a vodka soda next to me, and I say, oh, I got a pee-pee. I got to go to the little boy's room. And I tiptoe away, and I go into the little boy's room, and I get in there, and there's two fucking urinals. One guy's already using the left one. I use the one on the right. There's a little divider in the middle. So I'm sitting there. I'm staring at the wall. It's complete silence. The trickle of pee, the trickle of pitter-patter just sprinkling across the ground, and this guy just says, hey, you know why T-Rexes can't clap? And I'm like, well, this is a weird conversation. Am I going to get murdered, maybe? Is this guy going to rape me? Am I going to get my ass beat? I don't know. So I say, I don't know why T-Rexes can't clap. And he goes, because they're extinct. And then he washes his hands and he left. I was like, dude, that's the funniest shit I've ever fucking heard. Because, okay, obviously, if you didn't understand the joke, because I do have some friends that are slightly on the spectrum of being completely stupid. They're like, oh, what do you mean, man? They're extinct. It's because their arms are too short. And I go, yeah, Sherlock, you fucking idiot. That's the joke, because that's what you would say. You would say your arms are too short, but the actual answer is because they're extinct. That's why it's funny, you fucking idiot. I literally had to have this conversation with more than one human being. You know what they say? Yeah. They say you surround yourself by, like, what you become or whatever. You surround yourself by good people, you continue being good. You surround yourself by, like, stupid people, you get dumber and dumber. That's me. That's going to be me one day, because apparently my T-Rex joke confused the fuck out of multiple friends. Anyways, welcome to the podcast. I don't have very many topics today because nothing's happening in the world. Nothing's happening. I have zero news articles. No, I do have one about a farmer's market. Wow, what an exciting news week that my only interesting fucking article is about a fucking farmer's market. Jesus Christ. But I do have a topic to repeat from last week. Something about just me and my girlfriend Lily, whenever we go anywhere, it's automatically just people screaming about bullshit. So we decided yesterday, hey, we're a little bit hungover. We went out on Wednesday because she had Thursday off. We went out on Wednesday, went out for a few drinks, got a little bit buzzed or fucked up, whatever. So then on Thursday, I wake up a little bit hungover, right? She says, let's go get ramen. I love to get me some ramen, some nice, it's like 12 bucks, but it's really nice. They get some pork in there, some hard-boiled eggs, some nice tonkatsu pork broth in there, some little mushrooms, some little stems of things coming out, green onions, just nice broth, a little spicy on the edge. I got a side of avocado and salmon poke, bomb as fuck. Lily got a little pork belly bun, so it's like a little gyro of pork belly, bomb as fuck. We're eating, we sit in there, and then immediately look over, and there's these like four people dressed as doctors screaming at each other at fucking 6 p.m., shit-faced plaster drunk, just sloppy, wiggling around, screaming at each other, and they're fucking cursing, dude. I don't care, I curse all the fucking time, doesn't bother me, but I'm looking over, it's like a fucking, an Asian family just there, like quietly fucking just like a mom and a dad and a small little Asian child, and they're just like, fuck that, dude, if I saw that bitch, I would fuck her with my cock, dude, I'd pull my dick, my doctor dick out and fuck her. And I'm just like, whoa, dude. It's like a family restaurant. It's kind of quiet ambiance, except for these fucking weird people in scrubs screaming. Just fucking screaming. And Lily's like staring at him. I keep thinking like, oh man, I don't want to turn over and look at him, because if I make eye contact, I might have to fight this fucking idiot. But then I realize like I can look at him because they're so shit-faced, they don't realize where they are. They have no clue. They could just as easily have stumbled into a library, and they would have no idea what's going on. Just insanely loud. And sometimes you get that at like sushi restaurants. You get it a lot because these fools be doing sake bombs. They're punching on the table. Everyone else is getting loud. Or like maybe if you're at a punk rock show and you got to yell at the bartender, I'll have a Budweiser and a vodka soda, please. But when you're in a quiet, quaint Asian ramen restaurant with no loud music, no club lights going, there's really no reason to be yelling about who you want to fuck next to the conservative Asian family. And it leads me to believe that some people have no idea where they are at any given time. Like, they have no fucking clue. What do you do at the DMV? Where do you go? Like, the library, for example, or anywhere? Car wash? You go to the mechanic? I think my tire's fucked! Ah! I don't know what to do with it! I think it's fucked! Ah! No, you... Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? I can't stand it, dude. It blows my mind because I'm such... Listen, we're on the podcast. I'm on Twitch. I'm screaming. I'm yelling about Mario Brothers. That's cool. It's a time and place. But you guys got me fucked up. If you think I go to the bar and I just waltz in there like, are you going to subscribe? Oh, go have a vodka. No. I go in there quietly. Thank you. Yes. Yeah, thanks. I'll be sitting over here. Okay. Oh, I'm Steve. Nice to meet you. But some people, I don't think they have that. And you say, well, maybe it's alcohol. Yeah, okay, of course it's alcohol. But also, at what time in my life did I skip that phase of a couple shots immediately screaming mode, right? I've done the whole, I'll get a little fucked up, and then maybe I'll get, like, emotional, I'll be, like, sad about something. Or I've done the whole get fucked up and, like, oh, man, I'm fucking 19, I want to fucking fight now, man. I want to fucking fight somebody, man. But I've never done the whole, I'll take a couple shots, and now it's like, screaming, I'm on a roller coaster. No, you're not. You're at ramen at 6 p.m. I'm on a roller coaster. He's like, Jesus Christ, what are you doing? Man. Oh, shit. You know what? Actually, there was one time. I went to this wedding one time, and I got pretty fucking loud. But other than that, that was one time, okay? And it's a wedding. Everybody's getting loud. People are loud at weddings. It wasn't a fucking quiet ramen restaurant. My question for you guys is, do you have friends like this that just go out and they get so out of control? I don't want to put my friends on blast, but one of my friends, fuck it, I'll say his name. That's my homie Nick. Man, when we bring him out sometimes, he always comes out like way more buzzed. Like imagine you go out and everyone's on the same level. Like, oh, we all had one beer at the house. Now you go to the bar. Now we're all just one beer deep. No one's buzzed yet. Nah, he's like, okay, I'm going to get shit-faced before we show up anywhere. That way I can be as embarrassing as possible. Show up to the bar, immediately start looking around, for like gang members. Be like, man, I bet that's a Crip over there. I'm like, what? Why? Who cares about this, man? I'm on my second beer. Nah, man, that's a bunch of Crips over there. Okay, fine. Man, I bet I know one of them. Probably not, motherfucker. Probably not. You probably don't know any of them. Nah, man, we should go say what's up. No, we don't have to. We don't have to do any of that. We just hang out here with our group of friends. Are we not enough for you? Or it'll be like, hey, man, I think the bartender likes me. I'm like, no, definitely she doesn't. I'm going to holler at her. Okay, like, sure, go for it, try. I have a boyfriend, no. Man, you don't got no boyfriend. Man, fuck him. Now it's like, whoa, dude, now we're getting kicked out of here. Why? Why are you doing that? So everybody has, like, one or two friends like that that maybe gets, like, volatile. But I don't have any, not one single friend that immediately starts screaming. That's something I missed out on for my entire adolescence. And I'm wondering now that me and Lily have gone out, well, almost every weekend we'll go out to eat once or twice, you know what I mean? Obviously, it was her birthday week last weekend, so we went to a nice steakhouse and shit. Actually, we talked about it. I ended up getting the greatest appetizer I've ever had in my life. It was like some type of beef tips with some special butter sauce with like a portobello mushroom. This dope sauce. Greatest appetizer I've ever had in my life. Oh, by the way, I spent $320. It was pretty terrible. I'm really hurting this week as far as money goes. But, you know what? Fuck it. We had a great time. I can afford it. You know, I can take a hit sometimes. Anyways, so we're at this really nice steakhouse. Same story that we always have. Same story. It's a huge wedding of people. 20, 30 people at a nice, dimly lit steakhouse. And everyone's like running around, yelling at each other, sharing food, jumping from table to table, walking around, yelling. And we're just like, dude, it's a nice restaurant. And then they leave. Someone else comes in. And they're just doing the exact same thing. And it's like a really nice restaurant. You get, man, like I told you, we spent $320 on two steaks and two appetizers and a couple drinks. So, whatever. The moral of the story is I had the same topic last week, and of course it followed me. You know what? Maybe I spoke it into existence. Speaking of talking things into existence, the fucking Vegas Golden Knights, man. We are on fire. Ever since coronavirus kicked in and sports stopped, and now the sports are back, bro, they have not lost a single game. And they have lost during the season or whatever. But now, in our current little playoff run, we're 2-0. I'm feeling good, man. This could be the good year for us. I know a lot of you guys probably aren't big hockey fans, but you know what? Neither was I. Certainly was not a hockey fan because we didn't have a hockey team. Also, this week, every single day this week, it's going to be over 110 degrees every single day. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 110 degrees. So, motherfucker, I would have never expected in my teens that this was ever going to be a hockey kind of city. But it kind of was. So I'm hyped on that. Keep your eyes peeled for the Golden Knights news, and every time you see some shit on SportsCenter, think of me, because, motherfucker, I'm repping that shit. I'm hoping these guys win. I also have some bets going for UFC this weekend. I think the Cormier and Stipe fight's going to be, I don't know, I think it's going to be unpredictable. But just so you guys know, you guys always ask me my picks, and a lot of you guys pretend like I decide who I like after the fight. I'll tell you ahead of time, I'm hoping John Dodson wins. I think he's a plus 160. And if I had to pick Cormier or Stipe, you already know, man. I got to go Cormier. He's just an inspiring guy. They're both great, but, you know, that's just what the fuck I'm saying. I have a five-team parlay that I've already hit twice earlier in the week on Golden Knights that's going to continue tomorrow. Or if you guys are watching this on Sunday, you'll already know if I'm either a winner or a loser. But that's going on, and I don't know, just hyped on that. I don't really have much to talk about, so we're going to ramble a little bit here. Let's go ahead and check out the news. We have one news article, and it seems kind of dumb. Popularity grows for, quote, pay what you can farmer's market in Omaha. So I'm guessing it's a farmer's market where you buy vegetables, but you don't have to pay full price. And once word of this gets out, like maybe in Omaha, Nebraska, maybe in North Omaha this works out, but in Nevada and Las Vegas, this shit ain't going to work out. This is going to be called a Tweakers Steal All Your Food Market. Farmers markets all around the metro area have their own little style and twist on how they run things. One in North Omaha is giving customers more leeway with the cost. It's a, quote, pay what you can farmers market every Thursday night at 24th and Burdett. Customers simply choose the cost of the product they're buying. They choose the price. What? Many of the urban farmers and people selling their merchandise tonight are nonprofit, and they are giving back to the community. So now I'm wondering how fresh this shit is. If you get to choose your price, this is not like something that you, okay, this is not something that you fucking slaved over in your garden that you're super proud of, if you're just gonna let it go for any price, right? The event organizer says, the events grow more and more every week. Yeah, of course they do. You're giving out free fucking food. Michael Maroney with the Omaha Economic Development Corp says, we have a lot of people who can't afford food. Of course, with the pandemic right now, it's harder on folks. So this is a way to alleviate some of that stress that these people in the community are having. I mean, cool idea. I just feel like I have questions, right? Can you really just pick what you want to pay? Because I'm going straight in there. You know what's expensive these days? Avocados, man. It's like a dollar for an avocado, and you're getting a deal. Okay, if I get five, it's like five for $4 or whatever. Avocados come out to about 80 cents an avocado, and you're doing pretty good, at least where I am, in my region of the world. I'm going to go up there and be like, I'm going to need 50 avocados. I got $8. They're going to just say, well, it is nonprofit. Fuck no, they're not going to say that. There's no way. And speaking of that, you know what? I also need a car. Did you drive here? Can I get that Corolla? Your Camry? I have $126. I can take it? Okay, cool. I can't afford a real car of my own. I think it's nice you're doing things for the community and shit, but now I really gotta wonder, in the world that we live in today, who's able to give away free food? That's what I'm saying. Who's able to give away cheap food even? Also, if you're at the farmer's market, I think this goes without saying, you're already like kind of preparing to pay a little bit extra. No one goes to the farmer's market looking for a deal, at least in my experience, because it's grown locally by farmers in their backyard, on their property somewhere. You don't go there looking for the deal, and you don't go there going like, ah, I'm fucking making a deal. Maybe you can, but I'll have five tomatoes. Oh, five tomatoes, that'll be $2. No, make it one. $175, $125, $150, $155. Sold! Two tomatoes to the fucking idiot in the fucking plaid. Whatever. Oh, Lars says, I need some free avocados. I make homemade guac. Man, I made some guac the other day. I made a guac burger, and I kind of skimped it a little bit on the guac because it was just for the burger. I want avocado, salt, pepper, one tomato, a little bit of onion. Usually, I'll dice up a jalapeno. Didn't do that. Lime. And then that was pretty much it. Real simple. Super simple guac. But if I'm going all out, I think I have a guac recipe somewhere on my channel, Cooking with Ninja. But man, the guac is dope. Something also about the guac. Oh, garlic salt. I left that out. Something about the guac, too. Every time I make guac, I leave something out on accident and don't notice until 9 days later. When I go, oh, shit. Remember on 4th of July when I made that guac? Yeah. I forgot the garlic salt. Something about just guac, even though it's a simple ingredient, it's one of those things where I never double check. Because fuck it. Why am I going to double check something I've made 100 times? I don't know, man. Also, it's one of those foods that everybody always wants to one-up you on. Oh, you make it? No, I make it better. I make it better. I told this fool the other day. Fucking pissed me off. Yeah, cilantro, I'm so stupid. I also put green onions. Ha ha, bitch. Cilantro, you're absolutely right. It's one of those things where I was like, yeah, man, I should make guac one day. We could like a guac off. We could have a guac off, motherfucker. And he goes, listen, man, you don't make guac as good as my chick. And I go, that's cool, man. I got like kind of a recipe I go by. And he goes, oh, really? Because she doesn't. And I'm like, oh, did you just try to fucking punk me over some guac, you fucking bitch? It suddenly tastes better because she doesn't follow a fucking recipe? Are you stupid? You're weird. Like the cockiness. Is that supposed to like scare me? She doesn't need a recipe. Bitch, then fuck you. Then she ain't making shit then. Like, what do you, yeah, recipe, she has a recipe, she probably has it in her head. Now, and she don't just, well, go, just, she don't just go on Chopped like, oh shit, sweet potatoes and, fucking hot sauce and, fucking the heart of a camel and I'm gonna make guac. No, motherfucker. There's things that fundamentally go in this shit. Pissing me off. She doesn't, oh, you have a recipe? She doesn't need one. Fuck you. Get the fuck out of here. I don't need one either, man. I was shit on that guac. Whatever. I don't understand. Oh, iBook says, I remember Ninja went to a house party and his present was guac. I be doing that shit sometimes, man. Also, sometimes, man, somebody do me a favor and I'm like, yeah, I'm going to pay you back in food because that's all I can do, man. This dude, Colby, one day checked out my air conditioner, told me what was wrong with it. Turned out I had to replace the whole air conditioner. But he's like, yeah, he did it for free. He didn't replace anything, but he told me what was wrong and let me know that I was going to need a new one. And I was like, hey, man, he did that shit off the clock. I was like, next time I come over, I'm bringing a bunch of fucking food. So I came over. I bought 3 boxes of chicken wings. Box number 1, mild. Box number 2, hot. Box number 3, shit your fucking pants, death hot. And it was a hit, motherfucker. They loved it. Everybody saw the death hot. They're like, oh, damn, I'm going to try that shit. Eat it. Oh, this shit's way hot. Holy shit, who brought this? Steve brought it. Ninja brought it. I look over like, thanks for fixing my air conditioner. Now I'm the coolest cook in the goddamn kitchen, bitch. Who's the idiot that brought potato salad? Kill yourself. I'm the wing king today. Fuck, speaking of food, man. And this will probably be my last topic today. I know it's going to be a really short podcast. But like I said, if there's no news, man, nothing I can do. I can't create news. I can't create shit to be interesting. And if you want a longer podcast, man, tune in live and come up with some topics. You're welcome to do that. At the beginning of every podcast, I ask, I say, hey, did anything interesting happen in your guys' life? Any crazy articles you guys have read? Anything going on that in skating that sounds cool? And sometimes people suggest things that I say, nah, that's dumb. And sometimes we end up getting something out of it. Anyways, speaking of food, I was on Instagram today. I follow this guy named Matty Matheson. He's like a really, I would say, comedian. He's a really funny, like, chef. He does a bunch of shows on Vice. He's a really, really entertaining guy. Super entertaining. Far more entertaining than Action Bronson, in my opinion. If we're going to really fucking, we're going to get serious now and start talking shit. He had a, I think, okay, I don't know the context of this, but he had a clip of him on a podcast where, he was trying to explain to a graffiti artist that being a really good chef is harder than being really good at graffiti. And watching these two guys fucking argue about what's harder, learning how to do graffiti and learning how to cook like a really good meal, I thought was fucking so funny. And he was like, actually, I'll just play it for you guys. Let me hit play. Just listen up.
Like, you think graffiti's like better, more talented than like making a perfect consommé?
100%.
Like, what the fuck are you 100%. Talking about?
100%. Listen, if I read on the internet how to make a perfect steak and I follow it bit by bit, I make a fucking delicious, I make a better steak than you can get in a restaurant. If I give you instructions on how to do graffiti, you'll fuck it up. There's no way you could ever do it because it's like
No. It's like any trade, okay? Doing graffiti is a trade. It's a skill, okay? Uh-huh. Cooking is a skill. I know that I can fucking be a better graffiti writer than you. I want to do a fucking tag. You cook a fucking recipe from one of my fucking books.
You do a simple piece. You do some bubble letters. I'll make a meal.
I think that is fucking hilarious, dude. It's funny the way that they argue, too, because there's a certain amount of passion, and I got to thinking about it, and a lot of people would say, like, cooking a meal is like art, you know, or graffiti is like art, like you can't teach it or something. But then again, if you really get down to what it takes to be a super, super good chef, like this guy's worked for years and years and years, it's kind of like an interesting debate to have. So I don't think that this guy could learn how to do a good-looking graffiti in a week. But I do believe this other guy could, after enough trial and error, I think he probably could learn how to make a meal. But I also think that, like, judging a meal Fuck, dude, actually, I don't even know where I'm going with this argument now. Judging a meal, like, you know it when you taste it. But also, if you're walking down downtown and you look over and you see this big-ass graffiti that's, you know, somebody did on the side of a building that took, you know, 5 or 6 days or whatever, where they got paid to do it. Someone whose real job is to do fucking amazing artwork with a portrait over here and some letters over here. I don't know. I think, let me explain it like this. I think I am kind of going to take the graffiti guy's side. I think there are some people that no matter how much you try, they will always suck at art. But I like to believe that there's a lot of people who, like, I think anyone could learn how to cook a meal. They just have to find out what meal they like to cook or what meal they have a passion for. You can always, like, make a real simple meal. But I guess then again, you can make a simple graffiti. And Lars says, well, cooking isn't illegal. Okay, oh, I'm not talking about fucking dangling off the side of a bridge in L.A. and fucking spray painting a wall and then climbing over barbed wire. I'm just talking about general being able to make letters or make some art that looks cool. You know what I mean? I think there's some people that are destined to be horrible artists forever. I think there are some people that lack that one creative bone or that bone that makes you able to evolve in your artwork. You know, we all start out as kids drawing stick figures, and then, you know, 10 years later, these guys turn into amazing, you know, fucking portrait people or tattoo artists or graffiti people or fashion designer people. I feel the same way when it comes to people with food, but I think no one's doomed from the start. Like, no one's born just bad at cooking, I think. Or, like, because I think the guy had a great argument, you know? All you have to do is follow the recipe step by step by step. You might not be making, you know, an award-winning risotto or, you know, some amazing, perfect ramen dish that takes 20 hours to perfect with secret ingredients from tropical regions all around the world. But, motherfucker, you could make a bomb steak or a nice burger that would make even Gordon Ramsay proud if you follow the instructions. But regardless, I would love to hear your guys' thoughts on that. Cat Makes says, you can get cooking right with steps and timers and basic ability. Being good at art takes a lot more soft skills like perspective, shading, and things like that. Yeah, I think you can teach someone shading and you can teach someone perspective, but you can't teach them how to create something. The guy that did a lot of my tattoos, Clean Rock One, he got really famous online for winning Spike TV's TV show Ink Master. He won it twice, and he got really popular. He was already pretty popular before that, and he's a really interesting guy. Happy to call him my friend. But he told me something one day. He said, I've been a tattooer for like 20 years. He said, I didn't become an artist until like 10 years ago. And I was like, what do you mean? Like, he's like, yeah, I'm able to apply a tattoo to anyone. I'm able to take artwork and put it on your skin and make it look outstanding. I've been good at that for a long time. But to create art out of nothing but a thought, he said, I didn't learn that until recently. And I'm like, man, that's a pretty interesting way to look at it. Especially the amount of, like, humbleness in that statement. You know, a lot of tattoo guys would be like, yeah, I'm a fucking tattoo artist. He always called himself a tattooer. He never said tattoo artist, because it kind of meant something to him. And I imagine maybe that's the way he was mentored or something like that. But I think that's a really telling way to look at it. Now we're fucking talking about art, man. What the fuck happened to this podcast? What were we just talking about? Graffiti versus steak, Matty Matheson. Anyways, if you want to follow that guy, his name is Matty Matheson, M-A-T-T-Y Matheson. You guys can figure that second part out. As far as the podcast goes, man, I don't have anything else to talk about. So if you're here live, I'll still hang out. But as far as the edited portion of the podcast, that's all for today. I think we're going to top out here around 30 minutes only. So that's where we ended up. If you're watching this on YouTube, watching it later, or you tuned in later, you should watch it on YouTube. I would like to hear your guys' thoughts on loud people. What is the most rudest person you've ever seen at a restaurant? If you're watching on YouTube, let me know in a comment below. Also, let me know your thoughts on the graffiti versus steak. Also, if you are a Twitch regular here, can I just tell you guys how much fun I've been having lately playing Mario World? I'm no longer challenging myself to beat these insanely hard hacks. I'm playing level by level. We got some level creators in the chat here. We had Cat Makes. Earlier, we had somebody by the name of Xiao Xiao. I'm having a really nice time relaxing and testing other people's artwork so to speak, right? They make these levels out of nothing but thoughts that they have in their minds. And I think that's a nice break from pressuring myself to be a super crazy Mario player. So basically what I'm just saying is I'm enjoying life lately. I'm really digging the way things have been going. And I appreciate everybody who's been on Twitch here tuning in live for the podcast and for the gaming. But like I said, if you're not here for that, if you don't like that, then continue tuning in on iTunes, Podbean, and YouTube. That's all I have for you guys. I hope you have a great weekend. Don't drink too much. Don't drink too little. Let's go ahead and shout out everyone who has been participating in the chat. Give me a oh, hell yeah, please, in the chat. Also, congratulations to whoever knows about tortoises. Because that motherfucker Jonathan's 180-something years old. He's an old-ass tortoise, motherfucker. Lars Ostrander, iBookBoy, M. Farigi, Crispy Reyes, iBookBoy, Cat Makes, a couple more. We lost a couple people in the middle there. Maybe we just got some people that don't like the Golden Knights, or maybe we got some people that just don't like graffiti. Oh, these kids writing on my goddamn shed, pissing me off. Vulgar Tech, Cool Jerk, whatever. Like I said, have a great weekend. Don't drink too much. Don't drink too little. And if you're tuning in live, don't go anywhere because I'm not leaving yet. I'm just going to end the podcast. So I'll see you guys next time. Kuna Matata, bitches. Oh, I know this really nice, quiet restaurant. We should go in there and yell fuck a bunch of times and just fuck up everything.